Welcome. Today, we're taking three unhurried days in Seville, a city of orange-scented streets, tiled courtyards, Moorish beauty, and evenings that seem made for tapas. The goal is not to race through a checklist. It is to begin with the grand landmarks, then let walks, small plates, and neighborhood life reveal Seville's rhythm. Start day one in the historic heart, ideally early, when the light is gentler and the streets around the Rio Alcazar feel less hurried. The Alcazar is the right place to notice Seville's layered history. Its palace complex developed across different periods, and its richly patterned rooms, gardens, arches, and tilework carry a powerful Moorish influence alongside later Christian royal use. Take your time here. Look up at the geometric decoration, pause in the shaded courtyards, and resist the urge to photograph every detail before you have actually seen it. From there, walk towards Seville Cathedral. The contrast is part of the experience. Another immense statement of faith and power, standing within a city shaped by Islamic and Christian histories. After the major sites, drift into Santa Cruz. Its narrow lanes can be busy, but they reward slow wandering, painted facades, tiny squares, wrought iron balconies, and sudden patches of shade. For dinner, keep it simple. Find a busy but considerate local bar, order two or three tapas rather than an enormous spread, and let the evening unfold at its own pace. Tapas work best as a social, flexible meal, not a competition. On day two, trade monumental scale for river light. Walk beside the Guadalquivir, where Seville opens out and the city's density gives way to water, bridges, and long views. Cross toward Triana, a neighborhood with a strong identity and an everyday energy that feels distinct from the historic core. This is a good reminder that Seville is not only its most famous landmarks. Browse the market without blocking narrow aisles, and look for the city's ceramic tradition in shops and workshops. The colorful tilework you noticed at the Alcazar begins to feel less like decoration and more like a living local craft. Lunch can be another tapas occasion, perhaps a tortilla, a vegetable dish, something from the sea, and a local specialty that catches your eye. Order gradually. The pleasure is in conversation, observation, and leaving room for the next stop. As evening returns, stroll back along the river. Seville becomes especially inviting after the heat eases, when residents gather outside and the streets feel animated rather than rushed. For your final day, head to Plaza de España and María Luisa Park. The plaza's sweeping architecture and tiled details are dramatic, but the park provides the counterbalance. Paths, trees, benches, and a welcome invitation to slow down. Leave this day flexible. Revisit a favorite street, sit with a coffee in a square, or choose one neighborhood for an unplanned evening walk. A little empty space makes a short visit feel more human. Spring or autumn is generally the most comfortable kind of season for this itinerary. Summers can be intensely hot, so begin early, seek shade, carry water, and give yourself a quiet midday break instead of forcing more sightseeing. Central Seville is wonderfully walkable, especially across the Old Town, Santa Cruz, and the riverfront. For longer stretches, public transport or a taxi can save energy. Do not build your day around an exact timetable. Allow room for heat, crowds, and detours. And travel gently. Keep noise down on residential lanes. Dress appropriately in religious spaces. Be patient with local dining rhythms. And remember that a neighborhood is someone's home before it is a visitor's backdrop. The useful takeaway is simple. Seville rewards a slower pace. Give its landmarks attention. Then connect them with meals, shade, and evening walks through live-in neighborhoods. Thank you for listening. I hope these three warm days help you meet Seville with curiosity, appetite, and care. Until next time, travel well.